Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. My girl Bailey Coleman is out this morning, but will return on tomorrow morning. So you got me solo dolo. It is so much going on. It's like, where do you start? The backlash from the state fair situation that took place on the final night, closing night of state fair, continues to ripple through. And yeah, you should have had an idea that the Republicans were going to try to jump all over this as it relates to the governor's race between Democratic candidate David Crowley and, of course, Tom Tiffany, Republican. And yeah, so they didn't waste any time with trying to put a black mark on David Crowley as our Milwaukee County executive. And so for anybody, in my opinion, who didn't know that this would probably happen or take place, then you are behind the curve for real, for real. You know that they're going to try to take any opportunity. But what some people won't think about when they use these tactics to try to come with attack ads and things of that nature is all of the failed things that they've done already. All of the things that some of these people who are running for elected positions, some of the failed things that they've done already themselves, where they failed, that and the community was not happy about it. So they say before you start, you know, shooting rocks, you better make sure that your single pane glass house doesn't get hit, because it's not going to take much to crack it. And what some of you may not understand is that a lot of us, especially here in the black community, we know how this works. Now, will you have some cheerleaders, in my opinion, in the black community that'll be like, yeah, what'd he do? How he do that? How he send these badass people out there to state fair to cause havoc? You see how he did that? If y'all don't miss me with that, and I got another saying that goes along with it, like, it's like when some of these things are happening in our community, right? I just really need to understand how with some of the elected officials and our law enforcement are supposed to just make the people that you know, that we know in our community are committing crimes, are out here shooting people, are out here murdering people, but then put everything on this is what the elected officials should have done and this is what law enforcement should have done. Again, let me explain this to some people who are in the black row, some people who are up in the bleachers with the obstructed view seats. Listen. Law enforcement's job, just please listen up, to protect and serve, correct? That's what law enforcement is about, to protect and serve. So if you let them know about a situation and they come on the scene, first, it's not a good idea to cuss them out, because you called them and you said that there was a dangerous situation, a situation that you were trying to be proactive about instead of having to be reactive. So they come to do their job. And we know in everything, everybody ain't right. So I'm not saying that there are not some law enforcement officers that may not be right. We know it is, because there's nothing perfect anywhere. But when you just put them all together, you don't want to be lumped into the fact that you work somewhere and because somebody at your job did something and it's all in the news now, you don't want them to look at you like, hey, I'm the bad person too. No, no, you separate it. Be like, you know what? This person is out of order. That person is out of order. But you don't want to lump it. You don't want to be lumped into, you don't want your sons and daughters to be lumped into the chaos and madness that took place out at State Fair Park on the final day. And you know that your sons or your daughters or your son and daughter, you know, you knowing that they not own that. Just like the Running Rebels campaign. We not own that. So why should your son and daughter be lumped in? When we usually generalize and say YNs, if you know that your son or daughter is not out there doing the behavior that could make someone put you under the category of a YN, then you shouldn't let anything that they're saying affect you. It shouldn't affect you. So, but again, going back to that. So now when law enforcement is there in overabundance, we hear from our same community, man, look, man, they sweating us, man. Why they got all these police here? But at the same time, you want them to try to be proactive instead of having to be reactive and let their presence be known and felt in the communities in which they are in. But at the same time, you want to say it's over-policing. So which one do you want? And then the other thing that I always talk about is the fact that when these crimes do happen, a lot of times people are not being cooperative with law enforcement so they can try to hurry up and apprehend a suspect. If you all of a sudden turn into, I ain't seen nothing, I don't know. I don't know. But then on somebody's Ring camera or Nest camera, we see you standing out there. And that's why they now come and knock on your door, because you did know, you did see something. And there's a family that needs you to help and cooperate so that person can be caught and prosecuted. Now, the other important thing to remember, and I say this all the time as well, law enforcement's job is to apprehend if they find out where a suspect or a perpetrator is, to go and apprehend them and lock them up. Take them to jail. After they do that part, the rest is on the system. The rest is on the system. But daily, I hear so many people, how they gonna let him out? The police just let him out. No, no, they didn't. The court commissioner, the DA, decided not to charge. They beat the case. Law enforcement did their job if y'all helped them by doing our job as citizens that say we want better. So if they end up capturing the person and you're crying, hey, yep, this is the person. They've got many ways that you can report it anonymously. I get it. Retaliation is real. We get it. And I don't want nobody to underestimate that and think that that doesn't happen. It does. But they've got other ways that you can still tell your truth and be anonymous and not have to worry that, oh, I got to go to court and testify. Nope. Nope. So they've got ways to make sure that because they understand that, yeah, retaliation is real. They understand that some people, I need to be in witness protection. So they get all of that. But again, like I say, if we don't work together, and a prime example of that is the woman that was accused and now charged with harboring a triple homicide suspect and faces significant fines and prison time. She's facing up to 12 years. Alina Cole. Now, we talked about Terrence Zollicoffer, who is the one that has been charged with the three murders, two on the south side on 21st and Pierce, and then one on the north side on 39th and Townsend, Ms. Hare. So here, I just really need you to understand what I'm saying and why I know that it is factual that it is happening all too often in our community. But yet we want a better community. Yet we want to get rid of the bad apples. We want to get them out of our midst so we can live a quality of life that we all deserve, no matter what color you are. You deserve it. You deserve it. But aiding and abetting, harboring felons and fugitives, that does not help us. It doesn't help us. Because if this person showed their colors and they've done this, sometimes these people have done this before. And they do it effortless. Just effortless. Just like, it's a normal or common thing to them. So where I'm going with this one, the woman accused of harboring the shooting suspect pleads not guilty. Alina Cole, accused of harboring the triple homicide suspect Thomas Zollicoffer, pleaded not guilty Monday during a court appearance. According to the criminal complaint, Alina Cole told officers that Zollicoffer came to her home later on Saturday after the shootings occurred. He just committed three homicides. She said he was intoxicated and crying and admitted to killing people. The complaint says Cole told police she had three children living with her, ages 15, 11, and 6. She told officers she left the children in the home with Zollicoffer multiple times while the police were searching for him. The court commissioner, Cedric Cornwall, said she knew what she was doing. Alina Cole had admitted she had seen posts on social media looking for Zollicoffer. Cole admitted that he told her he killed people. Cole admitted that Zollicoffer told her while at her residence with her children that he was just going to have to shoot out or have a shootout with the police. And so these allegations are very serious in the eyes of the court, Cornwall said during the hearing. Alina Cole could face more than $50,000 in fines and at least 10 years in prison. So this is where I'm going. So now when we, and it all ties back into where I'm going with those of you that are going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe with the attack ad saying County Executive David Cross, it's your fault. It's your fault. Like he said, hey, y'all, I want all y'all to go out there on the last day and act a damn fool. I need y'all to act a goddamn fool. Now, don't let me down. I need y'all to go out here and act a fool. I need y'all to fight like crazy. I need them to end up hearing gunshots. Like, really, like this is what he really wanted to see happen. To hell with the PWKs, people with kids who may be the biological mothers and fathers of some of these. To hell with the parents, you know, to hell with any responsibility or accountability on their end. You know what? We going to throw it at the county exec. And y'all hear some white people saying it, and y'all jump right on the bandwagon. We can't be that stupid. We can't be that gullible. And, yeah. So I got to get ready to take care of some bills. I've got a lot more to talk about. Again, holding it down on Truth in the Morning, Solo Dolo. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. But great morning to my producer, Xavier. How you doing and feeling, bro?
I'm feeling all right.
All right. We're going to take care of these bills and I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow. My girl, Bailey Coleman, is out this morning. She will return on tomorrow morning. And just, you know, talking about who's responsible, are people holding the right people, you know, accountable for the things that they may be able to control? And I think that this case where I was just talking about, you had that clip, right, Xavier? So when we're talking about the issues and some of the problems in our community, it's a lot of people in our community that won't speak up, even though they have information. And they end up being seen on some of these different video cameras, and it gives the law enforcement a chance to be like, oh, okay, well, we may need to go talk to this person because we see this person was right there, and they were on their porch, they were on their balcony, whatever the case may be, and may have witnessed whatever went on. It shouldn't have to take that much, in my opinion, to help get the job done. Because when you become the victim, when someone that you love and care about becomes the victims, then all of a sudden, somebody need to turn them in. Somebody need to do something. But because some of the situations may not affect you, in your opinion, directly, yeah, I'm mind my business. But yet we want these people out of our community. You see some future problems, in my opinion, because some of this behavior, you see it. You know, you see it in advance, even if the PWK doesn't want to realize it or accept what it is. But oftentimes, in my opinion, they create the monsters. They create them. But I'm going to play this clip with the story that I was just talking about. And this happens, unfortunately, in my opinion, far too often inside the Black community. I ain't saying it don't happen in any other community, but I can testify to the fact that I know that it happens because it's too many people that are there, and then some people be thrown out. Yeah, I bet that was, you know, but you don't want to share that information so we can try to help law enforcement get them locked up, and then hopefully the judicial system will do their part to keep them locked up. Because people want justice. But we're going to play this clip about Alina Cole, who is the cousin of Thomas Zollicoffer, who murdered three people, came and let her know. So, Xavier, if you can play that clip.
Now to the latest on the man accused of killing three people in Milwaukee last weekend. He and the woman who reportedly hid him from police appeared in court today.
Yeah, Montse Ricosa has the very latest from the Milwaukee County Courthouse.
Today we learned Thomas Zollicoffer, the man believed to have killed three people in a shooting last Saturday, is cousins with the woman accused of harboring a felon.
The defendant executed three people in cold blood.
Zollicoffer faces seven felonies, three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, and four counts of possession of a firearm by a felon. This stems from last Saturday when Zollicoffer reportedly shot and killed 26-year-old Vanessa De Herrera and 29-year-old Scott Buckles near 21st and Pierce. The criminal complaint shows Zollicoffer was De Herrera's former live-in boyfriend. Her family told us she was trying to get away from her ex, and that's why Buckles was there to help. The complaint went on to say Zollicoffer was drinking that night, being mean to De Herrera while holding a gun, eventually firing several shots. Zollicoffer then went to 39th and Townsend to reportedly buy some coke and sell the guns. It was then that he fatally shot 39-year-old Shamarla Asir Hare, saying, quote, "I'm sorry, now my life is over." From there, a criminal complaint states he went to the home of his cousin Elena Cole. Zollicoffer was eventually arrested at her home following a standoff with police. He had a cash bail set at $1 million, given his actions and previous criminal past.
And shot D. Herrera in the head. DAB stated that the defendant fired approximately three gunshots and then turned the firearm towards everyone on the couch.
His cousin Elena also appeared in court today. She reportedly went out to drink, leaving her three minor children in Zollicoffer's care multiple times, despite knowing what he was accused of. That's why she now faces three counts of child neglect.
Cole admitted that Zollicoffer had told her while at her residence with her children that he was just going to have to shoot out or have a shootout with the police. And so these allegations are very serious in the eyes of the court.
If guilty, Cole could face 12 years behind bars. Meanwhile, Zollicoffer would face three life sentences plus 40 years. Both of them are due back in court next Monday. In Milwaukee, I'm Montserrat Ricosa, CBS 58 News.
And this is where I'm going. Like, unfortunately, it's so many people that will openly say on social media, I don't care if my brother do this. I don't care if my sister do this. I ain't never going to turn them in. I'm never going to let law enforcement know. But now, as soon as somebody that they feel is close to them gets shot, gets murdered, or is in a violent situation from a criminal, now, all hell getting ready to break loose in the city if y'all don't turn that person in. Y'all better turn them in. Y'all better hope y'all find them before we find them and this, that, and the other. So all of those things. But as long as it's not directly associated with you, which it really is, because it changes your lifestyle. It changes the way that you live your life. You put yourself on house arrest because you're like, oh, they crazy out here. They wilding out here. So it does affect you. Even when you think that it doesn't affect you, it does. It does. So, again, when do we really understand that to deal with a lot of these situations, we got to also try to do our part? And that's not, you know, that's letting everybody know with your voice as well. Like, look, y'all need to get control of some of y'all kids or some of y'all cousins or some of your brothers and sisters, your mothers, whoever it is that is creating where we don't get to have this quality of life that everybody deserves. When there are meetings that come up, when the different districts end up having community meetings and some of the organizations and the community liaison officers come, you need to be there. You need to be there. You need to be able to speak out about what's going on and some of the things that you feel needs to be done. This is why whenever I'm doing a show, I'm always saying, what's your solution? Yes, we can talk about the problems, and we have to, because in order to solve a problem, you got to know what the problem is. So, yes, I'm going to talk about the problem. But then I'm going to quickly get to, so in your opinion, because your opinions matter. Whether you are, some people may think that's crazy as hell. I may say, ah, that's crazy. But if that's your opinion, it's better than being silent about what needs to be done, what could be done, what should be done. We need to hear you. We need to see when they have these community meetings that it's a packed house, like when we see other people have meetings that don't look like us. And it's packed. They have to have an overflow room. Us? Not so much. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I got to take care of these bills, and I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life is better when you know that you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies at 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Again, life is better when you know you're covered. So make sure you do your part. Be protected. Don't get caught without or caught slipping. I'm just trying to tell you. You'll find that it's better to be proactive about it than to have to be reactive. Great morning to everybody on our YouTube page. Again, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. And we know that our nurse, RN Kawanda, is dealing with the loss of her brother. So she won't be in the homeroom and class on the chat for a while as she takes time to grieve that loss and go through that whole process. And again, condolences to her on losing her brother, Bub. Jasmine Gooden, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You will hear from me today. Lori Patterson, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Sis Star, Lorena Star Marie, a.k.a. at Shining Star. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. JDC, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. LaRon Taylor, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. On our YouTube page, JDC72 said, Homer, I tell my people, don't do nothing around me because I'm telling. I don't care what they call, really just saying, you know? Yeah. LaRon Taylor said, most of the time we know what the problems are and we know what the solutions are, but preventative solutions take time and effort. We don't want to do that. It takes time and effort to teach your kids. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And it's just a real thing. Del Mack, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Always remember that you can call in and let me know what's your truth at 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017, and let me know what's your truth and what's your thoughts on solutions. And if you pay attention, you know, because we're talking about just a lot of the different things and ills that are going on in our community, and some that we have power to deal with, but we are not utilizing that power. There's a situation where just on yesterday, Monday, three people were murdered. Three. There were three homicides on yesterday. And we do have a clip on that. I'm going to have my producer play this clip because, again, it all kind of coincides with where we're going here and the accountability factor. Yeah, I'm huge on accountability. You know, don't say, well, you know, this, that, and the other. Stop with the ENCs, the different excuses. But we're going to play this, and this is from Fox 6 talking about Milwaukee shootings Monday, three dead, two arrested. So we're going to play this clip. Xavier, you can play that now.
They're dead, and a 28-year-old is in custody after a deadly shooting near a warehouse.
Christina Van Zelst is live on the city's north side, where police are still investigating. Christina.
Yeah, Kim and Ben, it's not clear what led up to this shooting, but want to just show you how vast this crime scene is. We are on the far east side here on Cameron and 31st, but the scene stretches several blocks that way, and investigators were focused on a warehouse area. Dozens of people, they started to gather when they were learning what happened earlier this afternoon, just before 4, when they learned that two people were shot and killed. There were a lot of emotions and still a lot of questions about what happened. Police, again, they were called to the area of 31st and Cameron for a shooting around 3:40. A 33-year-old and an unidentified victim were shot and killed. Investigators were focused on that lot behind warehouses on 31st Street. Family and friends of the 33-year-old say he was a local rapper known as Funny Money, and that's his recording studio.
Ain't none of us taking the well. I'm definitely not taking the well. I'm just trying to hold my composure.
Police did arrest a 28-year-old and say charges will be referred to the district attorney's office. Reporting live in Milwaukee, Christina Van Zelst, Fox 6 News.
Still an active scene out there. Christina, thank you. Milwaukee, please confirm a 44-year-old.
Yeah, and then as they were about to talk about the other shooting, but So two dead at that location. And on 10th and Lapham, one person was shot on the city's south side just after 3:15 p.m. Police said the 44-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The shooting appears to be the result of a road rage incident, and officers arrested an 18-year-old woman. Criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. Listen, like, yeah, we got to stop. We're going to go to our truth call-in line at 833-212-1017. Al MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear all of the madness, so to speak, going on and the accusations on who should be responsible for this and who should be responsible for that. What's your truth?
Well, my truth is, number one, it starts with self. And I also think it's something going on with this culture. I don't know if it's bad blood or is it come from those chemicals, that dope and coke and pills, that people are not functioning correctly. But when you step outside that door, you should already have a standard on how you want to live your life and how you want to go about your day. And if you don't have that standard, maybe you shouldn't be in a particular neighborhood. Maybe you shouldn't be in a particular state. When you go to certain neighborhoods and it's crisp, it's clean, there is a code for everybody. You do one thing wrong, all the neighbors is out. The police is there if you even blink or fart too fast and don't say, excuse me. This stuff only happens where, one, a lot of the neighbors don't step up. Number two, where people lack a certain standard of ethics on how to carry themselves. That's only where it happens. And then what people fail to realize, when you don't get involved, when you don't call the police, that's less they got to do for your neighborhood. Go out there on 190th and Silver Spring in them subdivisions. See how quick they're going to come on you. Go out there on that street where it's called Compton and ain't nothing but Indians and mega mansions. All that stuff that happens in the inner city, they won't allow it, but they are proactive. Hey, can I help you? Hey, pick that up. When you don't care and you don't act, that's where they let it go, where they go. And stop barbecuing on the porch. That's a code violation. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. You too, Al. Yeah, hashtag facts. I'm just saying. Whether we want to accept it or not, we are the solution and we are the change. We are the solution and we are the change. And until we really take that power that we have to really do the things that we need done. And this includes saying, okay, we need tougher penalties on this. We need tougher measures on this. Again, united we stand, divided we fall. If everybody goes into their own personal silos, then we're going to continue to see a lot of the things that we're seeing happening right now. That's not important for me. I just got to now figure out how I'm going to protect my family from this particular situation. This is how some people look at it. Okay, so now how do I protect my family from this situation? There was a post that was put on social media by Danny G. G-E-E, as in, and that's the last name that they put, obviously, on social media. But he made this post saying, get y'all kids. He said about 50 kids, mostly boys, ages about 6 to 16 years old, tried to rush in my apartment while I was standing at the front door waiting on my food. When I denied them entry, they threatened to jump and shoot me. A police unit also watched this unfold. The officers genuinely seemed scared, rightfully so. They were already following the kids as they ran around, jumping on cars, knocking on people's doors and windows, surrounding cars and pulling on people's car doors and threatening basically anybody they saw. The situation with these kids in the city is getting out of hand. They would have had paddy wagons all around putting us in handcuffs back in the day. I'm just going to pray because I tried to steer them right and was met with disrespect and threats. And again, in that particular situation, it was in the Carmen Park situation, which Carmen Park is located like 7230 West Carmen. So that's here in Milwaukee. This is a real thing. And we've seen examples of this type of behavior. Now, as soon as, and he said from kids as young as 6 years old up to what he estimated to be 16 years old, just going around doing these type of things. And this is why I say what they used to say, well, get your, well, now you can't even say get your black dress ready. You know, you can't just say get your black dress ready or your black suit ready, because now they're wearing T-shirts. The services are color-coded now. Put on all red, wear blue, wear this, wear tangerine, wear all these different colors. So, you know, what we used to think would be appropriate attire to go to someone's homegoing service, it ain't the same no more. You come to the service with your jeans or your pants hanging off your ass, and you won't be out of place. You come through wearing your booty shorts. Come through with your breasts just all out. And nobody says a damn thing. You know, people are not even focusing on the deceased person now. They, ooh, look at her. Look what she got on. I mean, we don't even handle tradition well. It's that sad, in my opinion. The truth call-in line is open, 833-212-1017. Definitely want to hear your truth. Also, you can join us on our YouTube page, all at 1017 The Truth, and Facebook, 1017 The Truth. Sir Chauncey said, an 18-year-old woman arrested? Oh, no. How? A woman's brain isn't even fully developed until age 25, so the naive and gullible like to infer as means to justify that she or he isn't fully liable. Listen, hashtag, if that ain't the damn truth, I'm so tired of people giving some excuses to some of these people that are making conscious decisions, that are coming up in some of these environments like that. You said a mouthful, Sir Chauncey, in my opinion. LaRon Taylor said, microphone with Ben Crump talking about how they were a good kid, blah, blah, blah. Hashtag nothing but facts. We got to take care of these bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. You have to just try to exhale just because of some of the things that are happening and going on. Remember, you can join in by calling 833-212-1017. Or, of course, your commentary on our YouTube page and Facebook. Are we Facebook Live? Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we'll make sure that we get that black into effect for you. Dale Mack, again, great morning, said, Blow, you so right. They come to the funeral, everything hanging out. And if you ask them why they dress like that, they got some choice words for you. Absolutely. So, again, instead of getting to solutions, we go into, well, I ain't going to say nothing because they're going to end up trying to fight me. They're going to end up trying to do this. They're going to end up trying to do that. And it's a sad reality. It is a sad reality that some people don't even want to approach them. It's like, because to the people that don't want to approach them feel like it ain't worth the hassle because they gonna put me in a criminal situation. Because if they disrespect me or say some things to me that are not cool and not warranted, you may react a certain way because you refuse to deal with the disrespect. And so some people just become standoffish and like, you know what? I ain't going to try to say nothing. Like the village, when it, in my opinion, tries to come in and be the village get cussed out. The village get threatened. The village is talked to any kind of way, even though all they're trying to do is say, look, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help because, okay, you constantly on social media talking about how you need help. And it's so bad, and you got kids, and you trying to do this by yourself and this, that, and the other. But then when the village comes in and say, hey, just want to let you know that I saw your daughter out here or I saw your son out here. Hold on. You ain't his mama. I'm his mama. You can't tell him or her nothing. That doesn't help. That doesn't help, and that doesn't make some of the people in the village want to keep coming to you. They're going to end up taking a stance of, okay, if she don't give a damn, if he don't give a damn, then why am I giving a damn? But we know originally why they're giving a damn, because they don't want their community to have to be this way. But when you make it hard, some people don't tolerate disrespect well. I'm one of them. I will try as hard as I can to continue, as I have for decades, to help and inform and let people know where resources are and how things can be. You know, you got to help me to help you. And it's just like so many of these other organizations that are doing the same thing. But you got to help them to help you. You cannot sit and just think that they're going to walk through it all for you. They're going to point you to the resources. They're going to tell you about some classes that you can take. They're going to tell you about some job opportunities. They're going to even give you a bus ticket. They may even offer free rides. But you got to be up when they send the free ride. You can't be in there act like they got to wait on you and they've got other people that they're going to pick up. That's disrespectful as hell. So you got to help the people that are trying to help you. The people in the village got to let the other people in the village be able to try to help. Who wants to see their seasoned citizen, grandmother or grandfather, who is always trying to help the community? This is what they know. This is the big mamas, you know, this is the big daddies that have been trying to help for decades and generations of people. And they trying to say something, but they got to worry about not only your son and daughter cussing them the hell out, but then you come and cuss them out and threaten to have somebody come shoot up their home. And those grandparents, them big mamas, big daddies, and other community people, they got children and nieces and nephews that love them too. And that they ain't going to take too well. So now you got a community that's really in disarray. The Truth Call-In line is open, 833-212-1017. Michael, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation this morning so far. What's your truth?
I just want to say that when you were talking about how the six-year-old, when six-year-old all the way up to a certain age.
16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 15. That is so terrible. I mean, you would think a six-year-old would be at home with his parents.
Yep.
You would, yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, when I was 6 years old, even though I have a disability, I was at home with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was always at home. And then the other thing you're talking about, the community helping each other out, they should be helping each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with what you say. You try to do your best for decades, and people just got to help you out. So I just want to let my truth be known, and love you, and I appreciate you, and keep up the good work, pal.
All right, thank you, Michael. Again, the Truth call-in line, 833-212-1017. Everybody has to do their part, because if the people who are trying to help, they're doing their thing. But now if y'all not doing y'all part, then it's going to be unbalanced and it's going to become chaos. It's going to become chaotic. And then you're going to hear people saying, but see, that's why, you know, y'all calling them that. That's why they acting like that. You're a damn lie. You're a damn lie, in my opinion, talking about we the reason that. No, we're not. No, we're not. You better stop trying to make us accountable for some of the bad choices and the behavior that they are exhibiting. Now, if it's the PWKs, the people with kids, the biological mothers and fathers, but they are not parenting. Parenting is a whole different thing. Listen, that's why you don't have PWK classes and training. You have parenting classes, though, to let you know, to show you if you don't understand how to be a parent. I hear about parenting classes. We've heard about them for decades, right? Do you hear some, let them act a damn fool? Let them go out here and become criminals. Do you hear about those classes? Bring them so they can learn how to do this and steal. Learn how to disrespect people. Learn how to carjack people. Learn how to rob people. Learn how to recklessly drive. Learn how to shoot people. Learn how to murder people. Learn how to scam people. Do you see those classes being offered by organizations that are trying to help us help ourselves? I ain't seen none of that. But I do see parenting classes. So in case you don't understand your role as a mother and father, go get into these parenting classes and understand your responsibility in this chaos and madness that is going on. And that's just the truth. Del Mac on our YouTube page said, blow. Then the sad part about when you look at the PWKs, then you see why. Yep, absolutely. LaRon Taylor said, kind of funny. When I was younger, I used to drive 45 minutes to buy lottery tickets because I believed the winning ticket would be sold with no black side. Those areas now have lots of us. Hashtag had enough. Right, real talk. Real talk. And when we have to become afraid of us, that is a problem. Because how do we really fix the situation and make the solution if we're afraid of us? And there's a lot of us that are afraid of us. And they got damn good reason to be. But we need to change that narrative. And that's why I say, PWKs absolutely should be held responsible. There should, you know, we should fight to make sure that we get some type of legislation or some type of law put into place that we can hold these people accountable so they don't keep producing this. I know some people talk about the extreme when some people have said this. Like, you know, some of them just shouldn't be able to procreate. They shouldn't. They shouldn't. Because they're creating monsters.
Damn.
It's the truth. Thank you, Hotkey, for being on my side. It's the truth. It's the sad truth. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown. I am the legendary Homer Blow. My girl Bailey will return on tomorrow morning. We got to talk about this. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.